All right. Well, welcome, everybody. I am so happy we're here to talk about and have a conversation about the Main Street Highway 14 project that's going to be going on in the city of Viroqua. So joining us today, we have Sarah Granger, who's the city engineer for Viroqua. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Trina Erickson, who I know from the library, but you're not representing them today. You're here.
I am not. I'm the city's public information officer, which means that I work with communications and marketing and getting information out to the media, such as WDRT.
All right. Well, thank you guys both for being here because, boy, big projects, big changes coming to downtown Viroqua. And changing Main Street. So one of the questions I had was, why are we doing this and why now?
Yeah, well, why are we doing it? For safety. So we're always trying to improve safety for both pedestrians and vehicles.
Yep.
And so, you know, the types of things that we're doing shortens the street crossings for pedestrians. It also helps the traffic flow improve, reduces dangerous situations. So like, for example, being able to turn left in a designated left-hand turn lane versus having cars go around a car that's trying to turn left.
Yes.
So simple things like that. It's a lot of change, but there's not a lot of construction per se. So, you know, there's some bump outs, there's some changes to crosswalks, we're switching lights, but it's not like a big reconstruction project. So it's a lot of like functional changes.
Okay, so it'll be a lot of paint striping and changes. And I know the bump outs is concrete and stuff like that.
Yeah, not as heavy as the one that we saw last year in terms of repainting lines or reorganizing the roadway, but a lot of bump out, like chain configurations to how the crossings occur.
Yeah.
And the directions of flow of traffic.
Yeah.
So
this is phase two, really, of a bigger plan. And phase one
is
right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can kind of tell you a little bit about the background. So why now is that forever since I started with the city of Viroqua, which is 13 years ago, It was always brought up as a concern about crossing Main Street. And we are not independent in our use of Highway 14. It is a highway, and so we have to work with the DOT. Mm-hmm. And there were conversations for many years, and it was basically the short of it. There's not much that can change. and then we brought it forward again, because we continue to do this, and all of a sudden the DOT said, oh, sure, we could try something different. And everybody was shocked because it was not the answer we had heard previously. So basically in that 2019 to 2020 time frame was when we finally started getting some traction with the DOT, and it coincided with just a different way of thinking about how road use is just in general in the industry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And just as a person who lives here and crosses Main Street 6 to 10 times a day at a lot of different places, I totally get you. It felt like there was a change in reaction, maybe from whether it was the city or DOT, you know, about what can we do something better or can we do something different, because it felt like there was some pretty unsafe situations. Yeah, so it felt like there was a shift.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's such a challenging situation going through all these different scenarios. It was just such an eye-opener about how many demands and uses there are for Highway 14 or Main Street. So it's a highway. It's the middle of town. It's your downtown area. There's so many different needs that it is a very challenging solution.
So who came up with the design? I remember in 2021 there was, you know, that public outreach thing, and mm-hmm. there was whatever 8 choices and people could vote on which one they liked best and all that kind of stuff. So the actual design that is being implemented now, who came up with that? Was that city folks, DOT, combination?
Yeah, it really was a joint effort. Okay. So when we first started seeing that we might be able to do something different, the DOT encouraged us to work with a consultant to start brainstorming some ideas. They gave us a few key directions to go, like try these two-way left-hand turn. So we worked with Strand to come up with some basic ideas and make an application. And so in 2020, we applied for 2 different projects. One, the actual DOT applied for the highway safety improvement, which was the project that happened last year.
Okay.
And then they said, you know, we're not going to do the downtown section. That's going to be the city's to take on. And so then we also applied for it then. And so we sort of had that idea born, and then we needed to get serious about the details. And it was DOT, because we cannot do anything on Main Street without their blessing. So their ideas, Strand, as well as we pulled in a planning consultant, Van de Waal. And that was when you had some of those questions. The public outreach got pretty strong at that time, because we were trying to make sure that the engineering also took into account the downtown, the business community, like just the planning side of things, not just the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can totally see a lot of tension maybe between all the different users. Some folks want a very calm downtown, and we can sit outside and you can have a coffee or a drink and no noise and everything. And some people want to just be able to go through town at 45 miles an hour and say, I don't want to stop. And people want to turn without hitting people. Yeah. People want to walk across, bike across.
Farm implements.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the challenge with the, with this project, is there's so many various users.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I want to say, I believe the DOT has been a great partner in this project, especially when we talk about funding.
Oh, yes. They've provided most of the funding for both of these projects.
Yay.
So, it is yay. I mean, a significant contribution. And of course, I don't have my numbers right with me. I should have them. Do you remember?
I don't. But I do want to say that Sarah is involved in making sure the money does come to the city. I mean, it's not just like, boom, it's here. And so there's a lot of advocacy work and grant writing. But yeah, I think the DOT has been a real champion to help with the funding side of it, because anything with construction is expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So this TAP project is like about $1.25 million, and we're putting in $400,000. So that one was more of a city contribution. But the project that happened last year, we paid 10% of the design that the DOT did, and then they did the entire construction.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's pretty great.
It's significant for the city.
Yeah.
And you just really can't find grants like that anymore. A lot of times it's 50-50. If you're really lucky, you might get an 80-20 split, but...
So now the downtown part of it is going to be starting pretty soon.
Yes. We're getting closer and closer to having some more specific schedules.
Okay.
We just had the bids opened last week, and they came in where we wanted to see them, which is always helpful. So we now know that Chippewa Concrete Solutions is the contractor, which is the same contractor we had last year.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. We know they can do the work, and they can do it efficiently, and they also were good about... communicating with the public and us.
Yeah.
So that's good. Now we did our part, and we're back with the DOT having to give us the green light. So they have to review the contracts. For whatever reason, it takes them 2 weeks to a month to do so. But once they do that, we're all moving forward. So I spoke with the contractor today, and he said if everything goes well, the end of August is his projected schedule.
So. Great. And it's going to be finished this year.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
the majority.
The majority. Okay.
So we're going to see some, potentially some temporary signals up. The lead time on some of the parts, like the big arms, is 22 weeks.
Wow.
So they're going to try to expedite it, but of course we couldn't pre-order any of these parts. It had to, So we're waiting for that. But it was made very clear that with the changes that are happening, it does really have to happen all together.
Okay.
So we can't, you know, not have a signal up at all in the downtown except for Decker, that we needed to go from one point to another. So it's, there's the traffic signal is moving from Jefferson to South Street. And then at Jefferson, there's going to be a rapid flashing beacon. So those kinds of things, the finishing touches may fall into 2025.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, and I did want to, I have the advantage. We're sitting here doing the interview, and I've got a printout of the map of, you know, the downtown area showing all the different changes and things like that. I did want to encourage anybody, go to the City of Viroqua website, viroqua-wisconsin.com, and then City of Viroqua, and then select the Highway 14 Main Street Improvements button or tab or icon, whatever it is. And then you can pull up and it'll just say, here's all the changes that are happening. It's really great. Super detailed, lots of information, every intersection, all the different changes that are going to be happening. So for all the listeners, I would say go read that. I was pretty confused because I've heard a fair number of I don't want to say rumors, but discussion of things that are just completely wrong. And when you go look at the website, it actually is very clear of here's what's going to happen at this intersection and here's why and stuff like that. So really, really good information there.
The other thing you can do is like the City of Viroqua's Facebook page. Every week I post an update about the construction project so you can follow. It's pretty much taking stuff off the website and putting it on Facebook, so it's little chunks of information at a time versus the whole thing. But we do a lot of promotion on the Facebook page.
Okay, very good. Hey,
it will be updated as we go too. So as we learn the schedule, as we know where we're at in the project, we'll post it on Facebook, but that web page will continually be updated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And the one thing we're really proud of is we made a QR code.
Yes.
And we have all types of little promotional cards here at WDRT, at the McIntosh Memorial Library, at City Hall, and other various businesses where you can literally take your smartphone, scan the QR code, and it takes you right to the city's website.
Oh, good.
So it's very slick, very modern.
Yes.
It feels good.
And it'll be updated all the time as schedules change and we get eventually snow.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying
that already.
I know. It's one of the hottest days of the year when we're having this discussion. So.
And we just added at the very top of the page a button you could press to be adding your email if you want to get email updates as well.
Oh, that's terrific. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Cool. Yeah, I will say you guys have done a great job of communicating what's coming because it's a lot of changes. I mean, as I was going through the list, I mean, we're changing stuff to one-way streets, which aren't today. And I know as we have a bike route that we use to safely cross Highway 14 as it exists today, and that's all going to have to change.
Yeah.
So one-way streets are one of the things that's happening.
Correct, yes.
Converting the one-way on those one-ways to angled parking, kind of like Court Street.
Yeah, Court Street is the model. So there's going to be alternating directions so that traffic can flow. But basically, Court Street is going to be replicated on Jefferson and Terhune.
Yeah. No, that's as I was looking at the stuff you guys had on the website, I thought that's exactly how it feels. It's going to look just like that and feel like it, or similar. Yeah.
People love Court Street. That was one of the things from our public outreach is that there was just people really enjoy that feeling.
Okay.
And the additional parking that it provides as well is a bonus. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe pretty soon we're going to be blocking off 6th Streets then for Live in Viroqua.
That'd be fun.
Now you're going to start a rumor.
I know. That's not true. Hey, so to get off of Main... and then to get onto those new one-ways, is this opposing left turn lanes? So can you give a little description of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the ideas is that we're trying to keep traffic flowing through the downtown as well. Yeah. And right now, some of the problems that we have is people trying to turn left. So Jefferson not being somewhere you can turn left, that will resolve that issue. But Terhune and Court Street will be like parallel or the same. And right now, if you turn onto Court Street, often you'll back up traffic all the way into Decker.
Yeah.
As well, besides backing traffic up, you're also getting, like I mentioned before, those people coming around and trying to pass on the right-hand side, which is really parking and also dangerous for pedestrians.
Yep, very bad for pedestrians,
yeah,
for sure.
Now you won't have to worry about that. You'll have your own designated left-hand turn lane. So traffic will move fully out, kind of like how the two-way left-hand turn lanes, you're moving the traffic out of the directional traffic into a lane that's safe for turning left, and then traffic can keep flowing.
Kind of like, tell me if this is a good analogy, down by Walgreens where they made those changes. So now you can slide over to the left. If you're going north, going down the hill, you can slide over into that left turn lane. Traffic can keep blowing through.
Feels better.
Yeah. At 25 miles an hour blowing through.
Yes.
driving slowly. But you're not an impediment anymore to the traffic.
Correct.
You're just sitting there. You can sit there for an hour waiting for a left turn. Hopefully not. But, I mean, and it's not going to block anybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so we're going to have two of those in downtown now.
Yeah. So there'll be both directions going onto Court Street. So if you're coming northbound or southbound, and the same thing at Terhune.
Yeah. Gosh, that's going to be terrific and much safer. Yeah,
it's about safety. I mean, that is the whole key to this.
Yeah. So is there still going to be parking on Main Street, or is it all gone, or some?
Yeah, there will be. There actually is a net increase in parking in the downtown.
Great.
But during the actual construction, there will not be parking on Main Street downtown. So that's okay. going to be the challenging part. Because of where how they're doing the work, there's no closures to Main Street. And so they have to continually sort of move the construction to one side or the other, or in the interior lanes or the exterior lanes. And so the parking lanes will be used for traffic flow, or they'll be doing construction in them.
So during construction, no parking on Main Street.
Correct.
But after this project's all done, net gain for downtown, which is great.
So in a lot, of, depending on where you are, like especially, for example, near Jefferson. So if you're going northbound, there's sort of like merging lane, like in front of Rockweiler area. There's still going to be loading zones for businesses because that's important as well.
Oh, good, yeah.
But the bump outs actually protect the parking and the pedestrians. So then you'll actually have more opportunity to park closer to the intersections.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Change. So everybody's got to adjust to the change.
It's all going to be a big change, yes.
Yeah. But I think it feels like it's going to be better.
And that's why we started publicity early on this, to make sure the business owners understand what's coming, to start educating their customers about the parking changes that will be, you know, short term, but it will be impactful. And just to make sure that they're prepared to, you know, deal with some extra noise and disruptions for a few months.
Yeah. But we're not going to give Westby a run for their money, because Westby is pretty
chaotic. Brook was going to be pretty easy compared to Westby. And it's going to be great when Westby's is done. But
yeah,
Brook
sure,
will not
sure.
be like that at all.
No.
Yes.
No. We did that in 1999.
Oh, okay.
In terms of like they're having to deal with their underground infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a huge project.
Yeah.
So, and they've been doing a great job keeping people posted.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And keeping traffic moving and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, disruption to some of those businesses that are harder to get into from the front.
Exactly.
Up in Westby.
I've been through the detour so many times in Westby, though, and I've never been stopped or have to wait. It's sometimes a little slower at times of day, but no, they have done a really nice job.
Yeah. So for sure, we'll have a few months of disruption downtown with no parking on Main Street.
Correct.
But when it's done, it's going to be better for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, so maybe for a second we can talk about pedestrian changes, or what's going to happen that's going to benefit pedestrians and cars from not hitting them. So one of the things is colored crosswalks, I saw, or some kind of indication to drivers that you're entering a crosswalk.
Yeah, we've had that comment for a long time about, like, can you make your crosswalks more vivid? And so we did switch from what they called the zebra striping, so the angled striping, to the block, which people seem to like, but there's nothing like a change in color.
Yeah.
So that should be a big difference for being able to see that there's an actual crossing there.
Okay. That'll be, and that's going to be paint, or is that a different color?
No, it's
concrete,
a color concrete.
Okay.
So there's some challenges with maintenance of it, obviously, but, you know, there's sacrifices we have to make in maintenance in order to make it safer.
Yeah, and it'll be different. I mean, even when it's painted, though, I mean, the paint wears off, and it looks fantastic when they put the new paint down, and then, like, 2 months later, you're like, man, why aren't they painting this?
I think about the snowplows.
Or the snowplows.
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable here.
Yes,
Yeah, for sure.
That's what keeps me employed, I think.
Nothing stays the same. We need you, Sarah.
Yeah. And the bump outs, they seem controversial, although just as a pedestrian and even as a driver, I got to say I love them, because it helps you identify where pedestrians are going to be, like you were saying, as opposed to cars going around somebody who's turning and all of a sudden there's a pedestrian there, and it's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. With the bump outs, it shortens that distance they have to walk, and you know if somebody's going to cross, they're going to be at a certain spot on that bump out. So to me, it seems like a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with everything, right, there's a compromise.
Yeah.
So obviously it provides a challenge for the snowplow drivers, because now they have an obstacle.
Yeah.
But again, it's that give and take, right? We're trying to make the environment safer for both cars and pedestrians. And so you hit on a number of them already. So one, it actually prevents that drive around from happening. So people need to stay in the lane that they're in to drive through. It also allows the pedestrian to move out further. So I always think about this when I cross at the banks there on Court Street. I always have to like kind of peek out past some parked cars and like, did someone see me? So now I won't have to be, you feel vulnerable when you're not on a curbed area. So you'll actually be able to come out, you'll be able to see past the vehicles that are parked there, and then make your crossing. So the crossing distance is now half of what it was before.
And yeah. We're a very walkable city.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we see people walking all the time, whether it be on Saturdays during the farmer's market when it's bustling downtown, but just regular times of day. So improving safety is just, again, that key.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, in talking to businesses, one of the things that they often say is, like, I need the spot right in front of my property, which is great. But part of that is because people don't always feel great about crossing the street to get to a business on the other side. So we're trying to make, you know, that safety about being able to move around the downtown a lot easier, even though there's big trucks coming through.
Yeah. No, that makes two things you said there struck me. One was just that maybe a business can be just as happy with somebody being able to park on the other side of the road if they can easily get across, which is sometimes a challenge now.
Yeah.
And the other one, I never thought of it, even though I've done it 1,000 times, is that you're right, when you're crossing Main Street and you do have to kind of peek out because the cars are parked there and they other, but the bump out is even going to prevent that. So it lets you safely move past that barrier of having to just hope that there's a parked car that's going to protect me and they're not going to hit me, right? I mean, that's because it is intimidating.
Oh, for sure. Well, and that's, if you look at the two-way left-hand turns with the medians, and, you know, all this bump out work downtown, it's all of it's trying to shorten the distance that a pedestrian has to cross in one phase. So, like, for example, if you cross at the fairgrounds before or even at Broadway, you had to cross 4 lanes of traffic, and there was nowhere you could stand in between unless you were standing on the road itself, hoping no one was in that lane.
Yeah.
And so they really try to shorten it to, you know, one lane or two lanes that you're crossing rather than having to sort of hope that you're going to make it all the way across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's great. One of the other things you mentioned downtown is going to be the, you called it something, a flashing...
Oh, a rapid flashing beacon.
Flashing beacon. Is that like the one that's down at Broadway now?
Correct.
Like right by the Walgreens down there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to say, that is fantastic because we cross there a lot and pedestrian. And I got to say, since that's been put in, it has, I'd say, totally flipped the... And I know it changed down to one lane as well. But there's that turn lane there, so maybe three.
Yeah.
But it used to be 90% of the time it was, you know, taking your life into your own hands to cross, like you say, 4 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
And now I would say it's only a few percent of the time. The 98% of the time, people see it start flashing. They slow down and stop. I mean, it's great. It is fantastic.
It's just so like the one by the hospital.
And the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go by that twice a day to work and back, and people are very respectful. Most, anyway.
Most. Yeah.
No, it feels safe.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So one, you know, we put the two, well, there's three, I guess, in now. But we wanted to see, so at Washington, no, Willow, excuse me, I keep saying the wrong street, Maple, okay. Fairgrounds, and the other crossing at Broadway, we do have it set up so we could add the rapid flashing beacon. And so we wanted, instead of putting 5 of them up, we wanted to see what it was going to feel like for pedestrians if they felt like it was beneficial.
Yeah.
So there will come a time where we sort of take note of how people feel about the crossing. And there is potential, if they're successful and people are looking for them elsewhere, that we could go further with it. So
it's funny you say that, because I've always thought that that Maple crossing, which they redid last year, I always thought, man, it feels like there was one planned for here, or there could be one here.
It's set up, ready to go.
All right.
And that's a busy intersection. I see a lot of people crossing their bikes and on foot too.
Yeah. No, that's good. And we're going to have one of those downtown, that same kind of a thing.
So, right. That'll be the third one. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be great.
Yeah. I think it will help, like, again, with that traffic flow. So one of the things that I kept hearing about Jefferson was how critical it was as a pedestrian for crossing. So, like, where if you didn't go down to Decker, where you would cross at a signal.
Yeah.
So we still wanted to maintain that area where there was that place to cross. But it's also challenging for traffic to keep flowing. Like, I noticed that when I was walking here today. Traffic got backed up because they were waiting for the light to turn red. So if there's a pedestrian, it will obviously stop traffic. But if there's not a pedestrian, it'll keep the traffic flowing.
Yeah. Which is great. And so between all those things, because one of the key things that I think is for kids crossing, because the school's on one side, I mean, one side of town. Yeah. So any kid that's on the east side of town has got to cross 14 to get over to school, whether it's on bike or foot.
Mm-hmm.
So having multiple things, whether it's a street light, whether it's a flashing beacon, different things to make that much safer for kids. I mean,
feels good, doesn't
it? It's one
it?
Thing as an adult to kind of know that this is what the driver's going to do. But, you know, if you're a 7-year-old trying to cross the street, you don't know what a driver's going to likely do, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
oh, for sure.
And we think about that at the library. All the kids coming in from this different schools to the library, you know, whether it's during the school year or not, and making sure those children cross safely is always front and center in our minds, too.
Yeah.
I say the same thing to my kid when they're downtown.
Yes.
Like, make sure you're safe crossing Main Street. Pay attention.
Well, yeah.
Traffic moves fast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hey, is there going to be a, I don't know what the word is, but in my head, I felt like at one point, one of the options was like there was going to be some kind of a divider thing running down the center of Main Street in downtown.
Yeah, that is not going to be in place. That is the substitute for that was the one-way streets, essentially.
Okay.
So we didn't, we worked with that because it kept the traffic flowing and it restricted sort of like these turning movements. I think if you think about how the Decker intersection, part of improving safety is decreasing the complexity of the situation, and right, and so when before you had people turning right and left and straight, and you know there was all these things happening at the same time with people coming from different directions, and so again it's just, you know, trying to reduce the complexity of, you know, the intersections.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if a car is in the left turn lane, they're going to be turning left, and you know if they're not, they're not, right? I mean,
yeah,
I can see that totally.
So yeah, so now we'll have more of a through traffic, but we didn't decide to use the median. We went with the one-way streets to just kind of...
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Hey, and one of the other things, just because I'm sure, you know, change is hard for everybody. It's going to be for me, and I'm sure for many other people as well. The decisions to do all of this were made back in 2021.
Yes.
I mean, that was when things were picked. So if you're going to be on Facebook and you're going to be commenting and stuff, throwing your ideas out and saying, hey, this is interesting, but why don't we do this instead? 3 years ago, a bunch of those ships left the station a long time ago.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunate, but it's just the way the process is. It just takes a really long time because it is a state highway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even within projects within the city, you know, we're usually making decisions a year ahead in order to get there. We have to get funding, we have to get designs, but with the DOT being involved, it probably changes it to twice as or three times as long.
You brought up a great point, though, that these discussions happen in public settings.
Yeah.
City council meetings are always open to the public.
For
public safety, public works. Those are all meetings where you can go and say, hey, how about this idea? Or I'm not sure about this change. Come say. I'm at almost all those meetings, and public comment is very light.
Yeah.
So your comments are always welcome.
Yep. Yeah. And I know, I feel like you guys did a really good job, whatever that was, probably three years ago now, easily, of putting the questionnaires out there, putting options and saying, come to this meeting and tell us which one you like best. And not that, you know, you're going to listen to me particularly, but if 90% of the people say this is the one, well, maybe, you know, there's something there.
And that happens because we really do want the input.
Right.
Yeah.
If we didn't want the input, we wouldn't invite people.
Yes, that's true.
Always know your voice is important.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also helpful because the city's large, even though it's, you know, Viroqua, and you will experience your route over and over, and I might not experience it in the same way. I might be driving in that area. I might not be there as often. So it really is helpful for people to provide comments and feedback.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because everybody has a different experience, and you're right. I mean, the city engineers and the contractors and the city council people don't have that perfect vision of every intersection, every whatever, across town for every situation, whereas we do, actually, between 4,000 residents here, we actually do have that knowledge somehow.
Exactly.
That's correct.
The idea is to try to get it out of the collective consciousness, right, and use it, which I think you guys have done a good job on.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Which all that isn't to say that if this when the construction goes through here, if there's some horrible problem, it can't get fixed. So,
Well, we will never leave a horrible problem.
Right, right.
It might take us a little while to react, but you know, we rely on the expertise between the DOT and the traffic engineers. We're not the first place to have these changes,
right?
And it's been interesting, actually, sort of hearing the dialogue because, you know, at first it seems shocking, but then I get the, oh, I saw it. You know, they have the same thing in Cross Plains, or, you know, people start seeing it elsewhere and realize that it's not just Viroqua that's having these types of changes.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in and enlightening me. This is really good. So watch for changes in downtown Viroqua here in the late summer and fall of 2024 and enjoy how great it's going to be.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
All
thanks. Right, thank you.